Chapter 32. They placed the long banqueting tables, one at the bottom of Clegg's bed and one on either side, leaving a space between the latter two and the tapestried wall. It was to be a memorable feast in honour of Clegg. Every little thing Friar Bob and Fillon knew the badger mum liked to eat was placed by her close to paw: hot scones, soft cheeses, candied fruits, and summer salad. Drog Selahog commandeered the willing paws of Burab, Nimbalo, and Formal Brawl. Between them, they brought all Clegg's, and quite a few of their own, favourite drinks to the tables. This involved a good amount of choosing and tasting, in which they all took part cheerfully.
Yer, this and strawberry fizzer bees a good un.
You don't say, ma'am. Let me taste the smidgen. Nimbalo, old scout, tell me what you think of this October ale, what?
Prime stuff, matey. How'd you brew this stuff, Mr. Drog?
With tender loving care, friend. 'Tis a secret known only to Redwall cellar keepers passed down over countless seasons. Now take a drop of this pale cider, sweetened with heather and clover honey. Old Cregger Badger Mum's very partial to it.
Sister Alkaneth appeared in their midst, paws akimbo.
Then perhaps you'd better leave a drop in case she's thirsty.
The tasters shuffled about like naughty dibbons caught in the act.
We were just doing a spot of checking, ma'am, what? Right, chaps, let's get this lot up to Great Hall. Excuse us, sister, what?
Mira and Fuel were getting the dibbons ready, helped by Egbert and Flobus. Soapwort blended with rose petals and almond oil created a sweet aroma round the dormitory. Fuel and Mira washed and dried the little ones, passing them on to Flobus and Egbert, who dressed them in spotlessly clean smocks amid loud protests. Brother Holman popped his head around the doorway.
Great seasons! Who are these nice, shining creatures? Surely not the mucky little dibbons who were playing in the orchard this afternoon?
Trey, the mouse babe, waved a tiny paw at Holman.
You next get washed, brother. Look at you, unlucky beast.
Holman allowed the Abbey babes to drag him in and good-naturedly pretend to protest, as Fuel readied a soapy flannel.
No, please, I haven't got time. I'm very busy. What I'll do if soap gets in my eyes?
The little mousemaid Feagle scoffed at him scornfully.
Keep your eyes closed then and don't cry.
Holman allowed Fuel to wash his paws and face, wincing as she dried him roughly and combed the tats out of his whiskers. The dibbons roared with laughter at his mock sulks.
Ouch! Ow! There's soup in my eye and you're hurting me.
Mira and Fuel played along with the brother.
Be still, you silly great mouse. Let me dry down those ears.
You should be ashamed of yourself, brother. Look at these dibbons. They never made half the fuss you're making.